Subject, what should I do? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm having a hard time with this situation. My girlfriend and I have been together for a year and a half and just had a baby 6 months ago. Her mom never liked me in the first place because of my dreads and tattoos. Recently, my girl and I got into a fight that ended with her having a black eye. So her mom wanted her home, and I understand that, but now her mom doesn't want us to see each other or talk to each other. She even went to the extreme and told my girlfriend's manager what happened, and now he says I'm not allowed on that property. But like I said, we just had a baby 6 months ago, and it's hard for us because our families are against us being together, and we are trying to be together for the baby's sake. She's 22, and she's letting her mother make all her decisions for her. Her mom made her leave the house we were staying at together to stay with her. I used to see my son every day, and now I'm only able to see him twice a week because of my work schedule. This is our first child, and I want to see him every day, but I can't because she's letting her mom control her. I really love this girl with all my heart, and I told her that we shouldn't let anyone get between us, no matter what. Now her mom knows she's talking to me and told her that she will disown her if we get back together. What should I do, Steve? I'm only 23. Once again, young people doing grown folks things. Once again. Okay, what should you do, you ask? You need to stop hitting her. You need to stop giving her black eyes. Let's just start right there. I mean, that's what you need to do, young man. All you said was after a fight, she ended up with a black eye. You failed to take responsibility and ownership of the fact that you were the one that gave her the black eye. I mean, and no one's mother, the parents aren't going to just sit idly by and let someone beat up on their kids. That's just not how it goes. And that's why her mother came and got her. She's only 22. Her mother wants her daughter and the child in a safe environment, okay? Especially from someone who doesn't even want to own up to the fact that that's what's going on. It's not about you guys not being together. It's about you guys not being together because you hit the woman, because you're fighting her, because you're giving her black eyes. That's the problem. I can't get past it. Her mother can't get past it. That's the situation here. You need to stop hitting her. Steve?
I don't know. Young man, son, you got yourself in a real pickle here. And the reason you've gotten yourself in a difficult situation is because you say that you're having a hard time. She never liked you in the first place because of your dreads and tattoos. Well, see, in her mother's eyes, you didn't have a real respectful or presentable appearance. Girl, to stop listening to her mother when her mother's actually telling her the exact right thing to do. Her mother's telling her to stay away from you because you done beat the girl. This is our first child, and I want to see him every day. But I can't because she letting her mom control her. I really love this girl with all my heart and told her we shouldn't let anyone get between us no matter what. Wait a minute, sons. Hold on one second, partner. You bought all of this into the game. See, you got everybody against you now because you done beat this girl. See, she didn't just get a black eye. Y'all got into a fight. And you blacked her eye. Son, all this is the repercussions of your actions. You got to own up to yours. First things first. Here is the rule of manhood. And let me explain it to you in case your father has it. You do not hit women. Now, the sad part of this is everybody don't know that rule. And see, I tell my daughters, don't hit these men out here. Because these men wasn't raised the same way. And the minute one of them hit my daughter back, it's going to be on and cracking. So I tell my daughters, don't hit men. But you got in a fight with your girl, it got physical. You know what you're supposed to do? Hate to tell you this, you're supposed to walk out.
Away. That's it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to walk out, go get in your car, go get on the bus, walk down the street, go to the park. You know, man, you do whatever. Rule number one. It's not the number one rule, but in manhood, you do not hit women. Period, man. See, let's forget the fact that you can't see your son. reason you can't see your son is because you hit this girl. The reason you don't see your son is because her mother done moved her back into her house. You come away from there. Because what you're saying, young man, is listen to me. I really love this girl with all my heart, and I told her we shouldn't let anyone get between us no matter what. You love her, but you blacked her eye.
You know what?
If that's your demonstration of love, she got a life filled with ass whoopings.
You know what, man? It's two people missing. His daddy and her daddy.
Oh, it's yeah. Two doggone two people missing thoroughly in this letter. And I know she cannot have a father.
Exactly.
It is no way. Because I got news for you, partner. If she had a father, this dog, you would be dealt with.
Yes, sir.
In a major way. You're right.
And you would be dealt with. Ain't no man letting nobody come along and beat their daughter. Not no man I know.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And if his daddy was here, he'd have been told him right from wrong.
That ain't no man I know. So, son, your major problem is you have to learn from this mistake. You got to throw yourself at the mercy of her mother and her. You got to start going to church with this girl or something. But you got to make some major changes to admit that the mistake you made will never, ever happen again.
Right.
That's your only choice. Now, people do change. And because you hit a woman don't mean you're going to be a woman be the rest of your life. Because you can learn from this. And hopefully you have.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.